Well, there we go. That's the results of the postal survey. I'm an unbiased journalist, but I'm smiling. 61% of Australians voted yes in favour of marriage equality. 38% voted no, and just 0.2% were unclear. Every single state and territory had a result over 60%, except New South Wales, which had 58%. 133 electorates voted yes, just 17 no. I call that an overwhelming result. In fact, that's a bigger result than many of us were expecting. The Bureau of Statistics did tell us that it came in at $100 million, which is less than the $122 million expected. But Phil, if you don't mind me indulging here, it's what a pity that we actually had to go through this whole rotten campaign, because Malcolm Turnbull was just too weak to stand up to the right wing of his party. And let's break this down, because there are a lot of guilty players here. First, John Howard, who did change the Marriage Act in 2004 to define marriage as strictly between a man and a woman. Then a conga line of prime ministers failed to show any leadership on the issue, all repeating the mantra that marriage should be between a man and a woman, despite rising opinion polls. To jog your memory, the culprits were John Howard, Kevin Rudd, Julia Gillard, Kevin Rudd again, Tony Abbott. And yes, I've mentioned my thoughts on the current prime minister's actions. But look, momentum. This is going to go through Parliament with a result like that, Phil. I was talking to Alex Greenwich last night, who, of course, has been the really in charge and the driving force behind marriage equality. And with a number like that, you can't stop momentum.
Absolutely.
So I can only see this going through Parliament before Christmas, and then we can all move on. I feel like this subject has been dominating my life for the last 20 years, and thousands of other people's lives. So I'm so happy. So I'm trying to control my happiness. Some people smiling over in the other studio.
That's right,
but I'm really happy. You'll have to indulge me.
Yeah, well, a lot of grins going on at 2SCR right now. And I think
my phone's ringing. Go
away. One of the most wonderful things about that is that positive response was so evenly distributed across the country as well.
Yeah.
There weren't pockets of positive. It was positive pretty much consistently across the entirety of the nation.
Yeah. Can I just repeat those figures again? Because I 61.38%. If you've just tuned in, if you are the person hiding behind a rock and you've just tuned in, go away, my phone is, sorry. 61 to 38%, a massive majority. If there was any doubt that this legislation, Dean Smith's legislation, will not be going through Parliament, it's gone now. I'm here to tell you it will be going through. And I can see some weddings happening very soon.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Well, Jeff, I want to ask you, this has been a constant battle for the LGBTQIA+ community. As you mentioned yourself, for you it's been a part of your life for some 20-odd years. How does it feel for this finally to be a looming reality?
I'm on cloud nine. You'll have to forgive me. I can't believe 61 to 30. I'm so proud of Australia. It is so great. All we want was to be equal. And I've heard on Talkback Radio in the last few weeks, gay people, they want more and more and more, and they want this and they want that. And no, we don't. All we want are the same rights. We want nothing more. We certainly want nothing less. We just want the same. And that's what's happened today. And look, sure, there are going to be the commentators, the commentariat, you know, the Andrew Bolts of this world talking about religious exemptions, etc. I'm sorry, but I don't want to buy a cake from a baker that doesn't want to serve me. I don't want to get married in a church that doesn't want to have me. So I want to hold on to this. I want this to be positive at the moment. We can deal with those matters later, but today we should be celebrating. Because this now means that thousands of Australians can have a choice to get married. And I don't know if I'm waffling, but I just feel like I'm just so happy.
Mm. Well, that's right. Whatever the future does hold following the survey, this is definitely a day for celebration. Now, Jeff, I understand you've been quote-unquote illegally gay married yes. for some 12-odd years now.
I'm still illegal.
Can you tell me a little bit about exactly what happened for you to get married some 12-odd years ago? And
all right.
What's coming next? Are you going to get really married?
Okay, I think everyone knows this story, but I worked at a particular commercial radio station in 2005, and it was suggested that Jason and I stage a so-called wedding to highlight the fact that we actually couldn't get married. And I thought about it, and I thought, no, this sounds like a bit of a breakfast radio stunt, because the program that I was on is notorious for them. However, it ended up being the best thing that I've ever done in my life, because it got national television coverage, national radio coverage, and Lynn Allison from the Greens, God bless Lynn Allison, she actually spoke about it in Parliament. And that was, Alex Greenwich said, it was the catalyst for getting it spoken about. And I'm very proud of that. I'm proud of Karen Phelps, Dr. Karen Phelps, and her partner Jackie, who also have been staunch campaigners. Rodney Croom, Alex Greenwich. Sorry, I'm just going to turn my phone off. It's just 30 messages.
It's out of hand, yeah.
So we did the wedding, and every prime minister would come into the radio station I worked at. To the AFM, commercial radio. So I would always ask them, why are you against gay marriage? Whether it was Julia Gillard, whether it was whoever. And the same answer, all I could get from them was, it's traditional. It should be between a man and a woman. And I was like, can you give me something else? Like, you know, and they couldn't. They would just want to move on to another subject. So today I feel like a weight has been taken off. Many people. All the campaigns, the fundraisers, the marriage equality marches, we can move on. And I know a lot of people listening will think, oh, we've still got the religious exemptions. We can deal with that. But what we need to do is seize the momentum and just go for it. Let's go out and celebrate tonight. In fact, you might want to ask me about that.
That's right, Jeff. Now, I understand this afternoon, maybe early this evening, there is a celebration happening. Can you tell us a little bit? You're emceeing the event, some wonderful speakers and performers as well going on in the city tonight. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening?
Okay, well, there is an event happening at Prince Albert Park now, but of course, most of you are at work or at home or whatever. So we thought, let's put on something at 5 o'clock this afternoon. So be at Taylor Square at 5 p.m., there'll be, you know, everyone from Magda Zabanski to Tanya Plibersek to the Gay and Lesbian Choir. I think we'll get all sorts of people dropping in. I have a feeling, I think, you know, former Olympians, who knows who will be there. And it's just going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be like the night we won the Olympics. So I would ask everyone to come down to Taylor Square at 5 o'clock. It's free entry. I'll buy you all a drink. If you come down, I think it's going to be an amazing time. And thank you to SER for being so supportive on this issue of human rights. And thank you, most importantly, to everyone out there that voted yes. 61% of Australians voted yes and 38% voted no. An overwhelming result. Incredible results when you look at the breakdown of the electorates and the numbers from all age demographics. And this is a day where you're going to find it hard to wipe the smile off my face.